Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoles recovering after testing positive for COVID-19. Wichita woman receives hard 50 sentence for beheading her ex-boyfriend's mother.
One.
First presidential debate in Cleveland. Trump and Biden squaring off over the issues. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, traffic here in the Wichita area on the highways, well, things are looking good in most places out there and really not seeing any big slowdowns at the moment. I-235 in northwest Wichita, right around K-96, seeing some pockets of heavy traffic right around there, north and southbound. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 50. Tomorrow, it's going to feel more like fall. Thursday, sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 68. 84 today, 68 tomorrow. Now, mostly clear. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour and 56 degrees. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ford is recalling more than 700,000 vehicles in North America because the backup cameras can show distorted images or suddenly go dark. The recall covers about almost 2020 versions of Ford's F-Series trucks, as well as the 2020 Explorer, Mustang, Transit, Expedition, Escape, Ranger, and Edge. Also included are the Lincoln Nautilus and Corsair. F-Series trucks are the top-selling vehicle in the U.S. Company says in documents posted today by the government that a poor electrical connection is causing the problem. Dealers will replace the rear-view camera at no cost to owners. Recall expected to start November 7th, so it hasn't started yet. But if you're driving a Ford, you probably get a notification from your dealer that you need to do something about that backup camera. By the way, our newer automobile, Shelley's and mine, has the backup camera. I can just say this. Don't rely on it totally. Because
that's what I've heard.
Something bad can happen. Ours also has a little sensor on the side, so if somebody's approaching from the side, it will beep on you, a pedestrian or so forth, if you're backing up.
But again, look.
You got to look, too. Be extra careful. Officials say criminals have targeted Kansas unemployment system in a multi-multi-billion-dollar fraud scheme that has delayed relief payments of thousands of people around the state who lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The acting secretary of the Kansas Department of Labor, Ryan Wright, says the agency has blocked at least 45,000 fraudulent payments this year. The agency doesn't know how much money the fraudsters are believed to have stolen in Kansas, but the Wichita Eagle is reporting that the legislature approved an audit of the program to determine how many payments slipped through to them. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted. Trick-or-treating from a distance has become a whole lot more creative with these inventions.
Fox on Tech.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is advising against trick-or-treating due to the coronavirus, discouraging door-to-door trick activities, indoor parties, and haunted houses. But that's allowing for some to get a little creative with technology.
3, 2, 1.
Luke Keys in Austin, Texas, telling KVUE-TV he'll be using a candy cannon and robot to hand out candy this year.
Christmas, you give gifts to your friends and family. Halloween, you give gifts to everybody.
The cannon allows him to give out candy while maintaining social distancing guidelines. He's saying he's no stranger to having some fun when it comes to Halloween.
Usually, I take my garage and I fill it full of science stuff, blinking lights, etc., and have all the kids in the neighborhood come.
Since you can't fill your garage with science stuff this year, the CDC is also suggesting low-risk activities like carving pumpkins, outdoor scavenger hunts, virtual costume contests, and outdoor movie nights. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
A candy cannon? How'd you like to be hit with a big bag of M&Ms at about 75 miles an hour?
It'd be like birdshot, kind
of.
Wow. Yeah.
Stocks ended with moderate losses Tuesday as traders waited for the first debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. Banks, energy companies, and stocks that depend on consumer spending had some of the biggest losses. The S&P fell 16 points, the Dow dropped 131, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 32 points. Price of oil fell 3.2%, dragging much of the energy sector down with it. Now some headlines from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration is in Seattle, preparing to take the controls of a Boeing 737 MAX for a flight. The itinerary for FAA Administrator Steve Dixon has him at Boeing's facilities for simulated training on the MAX in advance of the flight that he will pilot today. So he's been training this week on what to do, and he's apparently going to take a 737 up. MAX, of course, it's lost its certification. We're trying to get that back so that we can, so they can get the plane back in the air. Spirit AeroSystems hitting the private market again for funds to help it weather a trying financial year. The company announced that it has commenced a $400 million private offering of senior secured first lien notes due 2025. Spirit said it plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes. The company in April raised $1.2 billion in a private offering of 7.5% senior secured second lien notes due in 2025 that it said would be used for those purposes, but would also go to repaying some of or all of its revolving $800 million loan. That's Spirit. Textron is among nine companies or organizations recently acknowledged for their participation in the Trump administration's Pledge to America's Workers program. According to a news release from the White House, last week, Textron was given one of the program's inaugural presidential awards by President Donald Trump. And that's some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 7:53 now, Steve and Ted, and today is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. We would like to think that most women would like to take care of their health and fitness every day, but this is a day when apparently there's some activities all over the country about an estimated 82,000 to 100,000 women of all ages gathering at local health and fitness events.
Oh, okay.
They join in groups large and small, from senior centers to hospitals, parks, health clubs. Women of all fitness levels encourage each other to begin or continue a healthy journey, of course. We support that.
Yes, we do.
We support that for men, too, but...
yeah. Well, here's something else to consider about all of that, though. One of the healthiest things you could do these days, man or woman, is not gather anywhere.
Right. Be careful how you do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But we celebrate fitness for everybody, and do it carefully. That's for sure. And if you're going outside today, it's going to be a great day, again today, to be outside.
Yeah. It's going to be cooling down, but, it's not too bad. I think that'll be kind of nice.
7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS for a report on last night's presidential debate. Jed has sports news coming up.
Yeah, we'll give you an update on WSU basketball coming up in sports.
And we have entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right. The Weakest Link is back on television, and we'll give you a little bit of what happened there coming up on The Blur.
And traffic and weather. Stay with us. The 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.